Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. Here are your hosts, Bill Kennard and Tom Grandy.
Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. I'm Bill Kennard, along with our company's founder, Tom Grandy. This month's program is titled, How to Maximize the Dealer-to-Distributor Relationship. Tom, we've both been working with the trades industries for a lot of years. I don't think I could count the number of times that I've found myself, cornered by a contractor or a territory rep that just needed to vent their frustrations with their either distributor rep or their contractor. Lack of clear communication is a common problem within the trades industry today. The reality is that the rep and the contractor are really on the same team, or at least they should be. What do you think? What did you pick up from Patrick's conversation?
Bill, one of the really great suggestions was when he talked about the creation of a quick reference guide of names, positions, phone numbers, emails, etc., that's always within easy reach. Patrick suggested creating this on the distributor side of the relationship as well as a contractor side. And he was also very clear about keeping the guide updated to avoid frustration. Bill, you worked on the distributor side for many years. What did you pick up from the presentation?
Well, Tom, I like the idea of setting up a hard and fast meeting rotation so both the TM and the contractor are fully aware of the specific dates and times when they'd meet. Obviously, if there's a specific need, either one can contact the other immediately. But having a specific time to meet added a layer of comfort knowing that if all else fails, they'd at least see each other face-to-face on specific days at specific times with specific topics to cover. This month's presentation is Patrick Chapman. Patrick has over 17 years of experience in the HVAC industry, including warehouse and inventory management, service management, new construction, installation inspections, and HVAC sales as a home comfort consultant. Patrick also has years of experience in new business development, residential and commercial design, and financing. Patrick joined the Grandy team in 2017. And now, with how to maximize the dealer-to-distributor relationship, here's Patrick Chapman with this month's Prophet University audio series presentation.
I can't ever get them on the phone. I always get important information late. Why does it have to be so difficult? Have you ever said something similar or felt this way describing your relationship with your distribution territory manager? If so, you are not alone. Hello, my name is Patrick Chapman. Over the last 20 years, I've had opportunity to serve on the retail side with local dealers in my industry, as well as on the distribution side as territory manager. I have lived this experience from both perspectives. Many times, it seems that the local dealer and the territory manager are on opposing sides. This leaves both parties feeling very frustrated and unproductive in their relationship. The reality is, the dealer and distributor are allies, not enemies at all. The goal of our time today is to bridge the gap between the local dealer and the local distributor, to make this all too often tumultuous relationship productive and even enjoyable. As with so many things in life, much of the frustration comes down to a lack of expressing clear expectations. It seems so simple on one hand that we don't take time to define many parts of the relationship that are in need of clarity to truly succeed. I will highlight several of these as we move through our time together today. My background is in HVAC. The principles we will discuss are not in any way limited to that industry. The term territory manager may also apply to your trade. If not, simply fill in the name of the person who is assigned to you from your local distributor. Titles can be particular to individual trades. Principles, however, are universal. They work no matter where you apply them. As part of this presentation, you will see a strategic meeting planner available to download. If you've not done so already, please download this as we will use it as the centerpiece for our discussion for the rest of our time together today. With that step complete, let's get started. The first thing I'm sure you will notice about the strategic meeting planner is that it is very simple and straightforward. That is by design. My goal was to provide an easy resource tool. So easy, in fact, I hope you put it to use immediately following our time together. The first step is to reach out to your territory manager to plan a strategic meeting. Notice this is not just another time to get together. It will have purpose, a plan, and a clearly defined result. Many times, meetings do not reach their full potential because we don't have these in place. This may be the first test for some of you listening right now. You may say, Patrick, why should I be the one to reach out to my territory manager? If my TM really wants my business, they should reach out to me. In truth, I think a case could be made from both perspectives on this point. But as the famous quote says, it is amazing the good that can be accomplished if we don't worry about who makes the first move. In my life and career, I have been much better served by being proactive versus sitting back and waiting for something I want to happen. Step one in our process today is to place the call or email to set the date, time, and location of the meeting. For this first meeting, I would consider meeting off-site unless you can secure this time without interruption. Since this first meeting involves setting structures and strategies that may be new to each of you, the less interruption, the better. For the time allotment, I would suggest 45 minutes to 1 hour. As a side note on this, if you aren't doing this already, ensure every meeting you conduct has a specific time allotment assigned. This keeps the pace of the meeting on point and can eliminate getting bogged down in minor details that are not as pressing. Start and stop times should be non-negotiable. If they aren't, people will quickly learn this and take advantage in the future. You will also want to clarify who will be attending the meeting. For this first meeting, it may only be you as the company owner, or you may include additional team members. If team members are present, please specify their role and function at the company in the department they serve. It will help the flow of the meeting if everyone understands each role that's represented. Let's move to item one on our strategic meeting planner. Share your desire for a successful partnership. As you begin the meeting, make the mood positive. If something critical needs to be cleared up from previous encounters, take care of it quickly and professionally. The goal today is not to retrace old grievances. It is to establish a plan and process for moving forward more successfully than ever. The clearer you paint the target in this meeting for what it means to have successful wins for your company, the better chance your territory manager consistently hits the bullseye moving forward. As we look at item two on our strategic meeting planner, we move into the section where we begin to share key points of information that your company will need on an ongoing basis. Item two highlights product bulletins, updates, or recalls. We all would certainly agree that these are important bits of information. They tend to come out, however, more impromptu versus scheduled releases. I remember a time when I was meeting with a client at an in-home consultation. We were profiling two different options on comfort systems, and the homeowner actually pointed out the night before on the evening news there was a recall announced on one of the products that I was sharing. As you could imagine, that caught me by surprise. Not a very happy camper in that moment, so as the call concluded, I was barely out of her driveway when I called my territory manager at the time to understand why I had received no information on the product recall. His response was simple. Well, Patrick, it actually just came out barely 24 hours ago. I said, well, I do understand that, but guess what? It was on the news last night. I didn't see it, so I went into the call blind. I took that opportunity to communicate the importance of protecting us as local dealers by providing this information. The territory manager shared his heart, and I believe he was sincere when he said, "You know, I appreciate you sharing that with me, because many times we send out information and people either don't see it or they don't seem to make a big deal that it's a big deal to them." This point clearly illustrates that we should leave nothing to chance or take nothing for granted. The clearer we communicate with our territory manager and dealer representatives our expectations, the better chance we have of not being caught off guard at any time in the future by not having critical information. Item 3. Updated price sheets. Let your territory manager know your interest and expectation to receive these items sooner than later. I'm amazed at how often I speak with territory managers who are frustrated having to track down dealers to deliver critical information that they know they need. A clear plan and process eliminates this frustration. As we'll see in just a few moments, having updated contact information is no small part of effective communication on all points. Item 4. Information on rebates, promotions, marketing. This would include both seasonal as well as spontaneous promotions. You need to receive these in a timely manner so you can include them in your advertising, your local promotions, your local utility partnership rebates, as well as any literature that you are producing coming into any given season to highlight specials at your company. Item number 5. Warranty processing information. This is critical in any industry. It is very common, however, that I find employees very frustrated over warranty issues. Typically around filling out warranty forms, processing warranty paperwork, either physically at the local distributor store or even online. Your territory manager should have resources available either through on-site or online training that can help your employees understand the warranty filing process. As we all know, the quicker warranties are filed, the quicker everyone solves the problem, the homeowner is taken care of, and most importantly, credits are applied back to you as the local dealer. I brought my warranty coordinator many times to dealers that I was working with for half-day training. It was very beneficial and very helpful. If you haven't explored training like this, I would encourage you to reach out to your distribution representative today and find out the items, the classes, the online resources that are available to really help this point of frustration become much more productive. Item number 6. Procedures to address customer concerns with the distributor. Is there a procedure in place now? Do you know what it is? Do you know the chain of command with issues when they arrive? I have found, and I'm sure you have as well, the more hands that have to touch an issue, especially when there's a customer concern, the worse it is for everyone. The longer the customer has to wait, the more frustrated they become with us, the more frustrated we become with distribution. Let's eliminate this now. Let's be ahead of the curve. Let's be proactive as opposed to reactive. Go ahead and find out, if you don't already know, the procedure to handle these issues when they come up, who you need to contact, get their contact information, and again, the chain of command to follow when issues arise. Item number 7. Product support, technical assistance. It's probably a good bet that you have the information to some degree on this point already. These tend to be fairly common issues we have to deal with fairly frequently. You need to have direct access information for all departments, department leaders, and distributor representatives connected to addressing technical concerns. The goal here is to have this within arm's reach, not to have to scramble when something takes place or goes wrong, which delays the process, which again frustrates everyone involved. Item number 8. Placing an order. You'll see a note that I have here that the territory manager may not be the most efficient option. Industries evolve over time. In HVAC, which is the industry that I come from, it was customary for the last 20 or so years that when you needed to place an order, your primary call was placed to the territory manager. Over the last few years, with the evolution of online ordering being available 24/7, we also had call centers dedicated with personnel 12 hours a day, Monday through Friday, a person that was dedicated right by the phone waiting to assist dealers who would call with an order. This adjustment was a difficult one for some of the dealers that I served. Their preference, just because it's what they had done for years, was to call me. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm always available and happy to assist. My concern, though, is that if I were out of town at a distributor meeting or happened to be meeting with another dealer, at a critical moment, perhaps late in the afternoon when they needed to place an order that needed to be filled for the next day, it could be both ineffective, frustrating, and cause undue delay if they were locked in to just contacting me. I share this because in most trades, in most regions of the country, there are other options apart from a singular call to one individual. I would encourage you to explore all the avenues of ways to place orders efficiently and effectively in a timely fashion. Your territory manager should be able to provide a list of these options for you. Item 9. Request from your territory manager a quick reference guide. This, in essence, is a who to call for what at a glance listing. Be 1 to 2 pages, as a rule, and is a gold mine of information. This eliminates the scramble searching for individuals' numbers or contact information for department leaders in a crisis moment. All department leaders within your company will need this quick reference guide. Be sure to request that your territory manager places you on the update list. This way, when any of the information on your quick reference guide is updated or changed in any way, you are sure to receive an updated copy. Item 10. Provide to your territory manager a quick reference guide for your company. As wonderful as it is for you to receive this list from your territory manager, trust me when I tell you, they will love to receive a quick reference guide from you and your company. List all key personnel, department leaders, and individuals that they will need to do business with at your company on a regular basis. Also, be sure to include them on your update list as well. I can't tell you the number of times that I have seen this on both the dealer side and distribution. You get a collection of up-to-date information. Everyone feels good about it, but then inevitably, people change location, change jobs, department leaders shift to other areas, numbers change, emails are updated, fact numbers are taken out of commission. Whatever it may be, make sure that each of you gets the updates any time that this list is changed. Item 11. Share your preferred method of communication. We must be specific when, where, and how we will receive information. For example, with phone contacts, many times there are multiple office numbers to which individuals can be available, and oftentimes there are multiple mobile numbers which may apply even at certain times of day for an individual's availability. Be very specific when you share phone contact information. There's nothing worse than calling a number expecting to get someone only to find out that it's the wrong person or it's the wrong department. Similar with email. Most of us have multiple email addresses depending on the application or the person we're dealing with. Make sure that you give the proper, up-to-date, current email that will be used for communication. With fax numbers, many times companies have more than one number depending on the department that would receive the fax. Again, be specific. Take frustration out of this step and make sure the information is correct and up to date. Item 12. On-site meeting schedule. In this section, we're focusing on sharing your company's culture. Is it casual or more formal? Is it okay for the territory manager to drop by unannounced, or do you work by appointment only? Many times the size of company can factor into this, but not always. After business items are complete, is it okay for the territory manager to casually make the rounds to other departments that he or she may not specifically be scheduled to meet with on that date? As silly as this may sound to some of you listening, I have seen this as a point of major frustration on more than one occasion. I have seen very casual cultures and very formal cultures depending on the culture of the local dealership. Your territory manager needs to know your preference to avoid unnecessary frustration. If not, they could be irritating you and not even realize why. Item 13. Establish an on-site meeting schedule rotation. How often do you expect to see your territory manager? Weekly? Bi-weekly? Monthly? It's best to establish a meeting rotation. This way all departments know that on this day and this time, they will have access to the territory manager for questions and concerns. Certainly they're free to contact if there's an emergency or something comes up unexpected, but this way they know that at least weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly, they will have a designated time to share concerns and get the feedback from the territory manager in areas they may need assistance. Item 14. Who will the territory manager meet with, and how long will they have to meet per department while they're on site? Do you want the territory manager to make the full round each time at the company? Or do we target certain departments on certain days? The size of the company is no small factor with this, but I have seen various models followed irrespective of company size. The most important is for you to communicate what's best for your company with your territory manager. Item 15. Goals and training opportunities. Share your company goals for this year. No, I'm not asking you to give away company secrets, just an overview of the major benchmarks you hope to achieve. Here's why this is important. Most likely, your territory manager will be able to recommend distributor-based training to equip you to achieve the goals that you have in mind. Now, this is beyond product training. It's specified business development tools or classes in areas such as sales, marketing, budgeting, managing overhead, calculating jobs to be profitable, and many, many more topics. Feel free as you discuss this with your TM to make suggestions regarding future classes or online training you would like to see in place. Finally, in the concluding comment section, this is to give you opportunity to address anything that we have not covered in our list so far. The goal of this time together today and the goal of this strategic meeting planner is something that you can use far beyond just the first meeting to begin to grow some new habits in a positive direction. I would encourage you to keep this handy for each meeting with your territory manager and take it and adjust it for your department leaders so they have a version of this so they can follow through when they meet with the territory manager particular to their department's needs. As we conclude, remember you and your distributor are allies, not enemies. You both achieve more when you have a great working relationship together. This strategic planner will keep you on course and allow you to have a territory manager who is a partner to help grow your business. Until next time, I'm Patrick Chapman.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-202-8891. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-877-202-8891. Profit University Audio Series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-877-202-8891. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.